Hello, my fellow enthusiasts. Many of you know me as Julie, but starting now, you can call me Raven. I hear you coaster boys, online, all the time, saying, it's smooth, it's so smooth. But I know some of you like it rough, and I mean rough, rougher than a night ride on Blue Hawk. And I am speaking about Goliath's sad little cock. Lucky for you, I'm here. Introducing Raven's Rough Riders, the full-scale theme park dominatrix service. Make an appointment and one of our sexy associates will meet you at your nasty local theme park to fulfill your wildest and roughest fantasies. Let's look in with one of our associates who has just started a one-on-one consultation.
Oh, you fucking pussy. The goddamn safety gate has been open for 10 seconds. Don't just stand there, you piece of shit. You look like a fucking idiot. Sit down.
Yes, ma'am.
Hand your stupid souvenir cup to the ride dog,
yeah.
Lazy asshole.
Yeah.
You like Screamscape?
Fuck yes.
I'll show you a Screamscape. Yeah. Let's staple this bitch harder. Harder!
Oh, yeah.
There we go, pathetic excuse for a man. All locked and tight. Ride off!
Oh, yeah.
Dispatch!
Yeah, I deserve this.
Wow, titillating. Looks like his coaster boy fantasies are coming true. Let's go to another park and check on the consultation happening now on the Hershey Highway.
Oh, yeah. You like that fuck boy?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
You're gonna ride thigh crush till you can't walk, bitch. How do your fucking legs feel now? Bet you wish you had an OTSR now. Maybe you should stop complaining about that.
Yes, ma'am. I'm a dirty boy.
You should have stayed on the antique cars like the little bitch that you are.
Dippin' dots. Dippin' dots.
Oh my. Looks like someone had to use their safe word. I guess he'll be walking funny for the rest of the day. Now doesn't that sound like fun? Imagine your next enthusiast event. While your loser friends are answering trivia questions in a picnic shelter trying to win keychains, you could be living out your dirtiest fantasies. So if you are a Vekoma fanboy, or love any coaster with thunder in the name, you might be cruising for a bruising with Raven's Rough Riders. Call now, 1-900-SLC-TOGO. That's 1-900-SLC-TOGO. And I'll see you on the Midway after dark.
Ride This One Podcast. If you want family friendly, go listen to Coaster Fucking Radio.
Well, that's embarrassing.
Thank you for calling Sea Cow Fantasies. Come see how deep our blowholes really go. To speak with Leah's oboe, press 1. For Ariel, press 2. For Crazy Aunt Sue, press 3. Or press 4 to be connected to one of our amateur, hot, horny acers.
Thank you for your selection. Now connecting you with Coaster Crazy Aunt Sue.
Oh, hell no. What the fuck is wrong with you assholes? It's my aunt, you fucking perverts.
And all the way from Pennsylvania, it is Coaster Crazy and Sue.
Woo!
So this has been the long-awaited.
Shut up! Yes, I would gladly hold your phone.
Okay, we gotta. All right, we gotta talk about this right now. So there's a little bit of like maybe a history between Goliath and Aunt Sue. So why don't you guys tell us what the hell happened? What did you do to each other?
Well, I did something to his phone, but not on purpose at all. We were at, where was it? Great Adventure?
Yeah, it was Great Adventure.
So, like, did you, like, take, like, some inappropriate selfies or something?
Oh, yeah. Is that why my phone, is that why you dropped my phone?
Yeah, see, I had to remove the evidence, and I didn't, that was the only way I knew how.
I know you were with our dominatrix, so, you know, maybe that was what the issue was.
Well, okay, so we were at Great Adventure, and I did not want to ride. What were you guys going to ride?
We were going to ride Bizarro.
Yeah, I rode it, you know, I've got that credit. It sort of headbangs me, so I'm like, screw this, I'm not riding. And Julie didn't ride, Brian's wife. So we decided that we were going to sit that one out. So everybody's like, here, hold all my shit. So I get all kinds of bags and whatever. And then while these guys were on the ride, it starts to pour. So we run for undercover where the lockers are, and I dropped Goliath's phone. I'm thinking, okay, so I dropped it. I've dropped my phone before. I have an iPhone, and it doesn't break or whatever. I pick his up, and the screen's busted. I'm thinking, okay, so screen's busted. Take it to a place, whatever. It won't even freaking start. Like, he gets off the ride, and the whole thing wouldn't even turn on. I'm like, this is a piece of shit.
It's one of those lovely Motorola phones. I've actually cracked the screen a couple times.
Oh, I did him a favor, basically.
she did, and now that's why I have the phone I have now.
Did you go iPhone?
No, I'm Team Android. I actually did think about the iPhone 7S or whatever it was, but I want to be able to charge it and listen to music at the same time. So I ordered a Google Pixel XL that is back ordered until mid-March. I bought a Google Nexus 5X for the time being between. Yeah, and I actually really like it. Really like it.
Good.
See, oh, Jesus.
Everything
all of
works
this
out.
Tech talk is boring.
Oh,
it
really?
All works out. It all works
out. Yeah, and then I felt so bad that I donated to. You guys were doing a coaster ride-a-thon, I think.
Yeah, every year I do coaster-thon, and she put me over the hump, got me to a guaranteed spot on the coaster, and I really thank her for that.
Wait a second, guys. You got to be careful. We don't want people to start thinking Goliath's a good person.
That's true.
No, man.
That's true.
So, you know, we have a few basic questions we want to ask people and whatnot. First, my first thing is how do we know each other? Because I was actually thinking, shit, I don't even know when the first time was we met. I don't know.
Well, we know each other from like Coaster fucking Radio, of course.
Of course.
I think the first time I met you is at the probably Hollywood Nights, like in real person.
Yeah.
Like, because online for a long time, but at Hollywood Nights, I think was the first time in actual physical form. Goliath at some meetup. I don't even remember.
It was the Dollywood meetup when you guys came down. We couldn't ride Lightning Rod.
Lightning Rod. Yeah, that's right. Lightning Rod Roundup or one something. I don't know. We still had a good time, though.
Oh, absolutely. That's a great park. Yeah. And who doesn't love their cinnamon bread?
Oh, yeah, man. Of course.
Yeah. And all of their rides that work so well.
Yeah. Yeah. Open on time.
Open on time. You know, I'm one of the few lucky people who actually I got to ride it.
I rode it as well. So we represent three people that actually were able to ride the Golden Ticket winning ride.
I think it took us three trips down there to get to ride it, though.
I think this is a first where you have like a gathering of enthusiasts of any kind where everyone can say, yeah, I got on Lightning Rock.
Yeah.
It's gotta be a first.
It was touch and go, you know, for us for a while.
Absolutely. And you guys came down three times from Pennsylvania to ride it.
Yep, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
Wait, is that the name of your town?
No. Okay. Well, I'm in the Poconos. I'm near Dorney Park is my home park. So I'm like 45 minutes north of Dorney. My sister, Dan's mom, lives 5 minutes from Dorney. I mean, like, you could walk out her house and you're at Dorney. But yeah, from there. We usually fly because I'm not driving that long distance. Bullshit.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, and you said some dangerous words. You mentioned Dorney. Goliath has some very strong feelings about Dorney Park.
Oh, so do I.
Oh my gosh, I just feel this like big bitch fest coming on that you all both are just really gonna like enjoy hating on Dorney today. That's gonna be really great.
I wouldn't say I hate on Dorney. I've been going to Dorney since I was a little kid. They weren't the first big girl coasters that I rode because we had a small park here in the Poconos called Magic Valley, and it was in Bushkill, PA. It's now defunct. It's been defunct for probably 30, 40 years, something like that. And they have like a Renaissance festival there now. But that was the first big girl coaster that I ever rode. It was called the Screaming Demon. But Dorney gets no Cedar Fair love whatsoever. They're the recycle capital of the park chain.
Well, keep in mind, I'm near Worlds of Fun.
that poor park, yeah. We visited there, 3 years ago maybe? And it was sad. Even like the opening gate, what the hell is going on there? Holy shit. You got Gatekeeper at Cedar Point, and then you got this, like, little shacks at the beginning. What the hell are those?
Yeah.
They're trying to keep the theme, the backwoods theme of Worlds of Fun.
Yeah. They're doing a good job at that.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, we did a whole Missouri a circular run a couple of years ago. We went all the way around, visited Silver Dollar City, went to Six Flags St. Louis, and then we do a multi-city plane trip. So we'll fly into one city, rent a car, drive around the state riding the roller coasters, and then go out of another city. So that's typically we're planning one like that for the Pacific Northwest this summer. So
awesome.
Are you excited about the new coaster coming into Silver Dollar City? We have an official announcement, you guys.
Yes, Silver Dollar City has announced that they are building something.
Yeah, I saw a big a picture of like some scraped off land or whatever, and the caption was like something big is coming, or I don't know what.
That was just Slater coming to those pictures. The something big is coming was just Slater coming to those pictures.
Yeah,
of course.
As soon as those images came up, I got an IM. Hey, check these images out.
Yeah, it was a very good day for me when those pictures came out. Thank you. I am excited because it's a Mac. So I'll take a Mac. I'm very, very happy about that.
Yeah.
It's big. The only thing with the pictures, it doesn't do justice of the size of that plot of land. It is big. It is really fucking big. And they're just, it's going to be exciting. So one of the things we kind of ask people, you know, is just like, we like to know, obviously, your home park is Dorney. And we were out there just this last year. And if you were going to take me and Goliath out on a nice, hot, passionate date outside of the park, where would you take us out in that vicinity? Where is the place that we would go?
Oh, my God. The Lehigh Valley? There's nothing.
Is there freaking
Pennsylvania? Did you just say you visited here and what did you see? Absolutely fucking nothing here.
I saw an Applebee's, I think. I don't know.
I saw really, really small restraints on the coasters.
Oh oh my God. Yeah, there's Applebee's, there's like TGI, there's like all the chains. Now, if you come, that's Allentown, that's near Dorney. So if we're having a day out at Dorney or whatever, and then we're going to go to dinner, you got your choice of like all the chains and whatnot. If you come to my house, which is 45 minutes north, there's even less.
Oh God.
Yeah. You got a couple of bowling alleys and bars. Literally, we're like, we're not quite Appalachia, but, you know, there is a college here. But, you know, there's hardly any, like, food chains or anything, you know. Like, non-food chains, like, you know.
And
bars.
Speaking of colleges, why don't you tell everyone what you do, you know, for a living?
I teach college classes.
Segway.
That was very good, very ingenious. So I was a teacher for 20 something years. I taught fourth and fifth grade. Those kids are the best, man. That's when they're learning how to swear. Although I didn't teach them any swear words. I left that at home because I could probably get in trouble. And then I was a principal for 10 years, and I could see that you two would be in the principal's office all the freaking time.
I was actually very well behaved as a child. I really didn't have problems until I turned 18.
No.
Yes.
I see you being a pain in the ass.
Straight A student.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm very proud of you then.
Oh, don't worry. I got into coke and ecstasy much later.
Oh, so quickly they go downhill.
Oh, yeah, don't worry. I stopped. Are you kidding? God. I can't be this fat and still be doing it. So I definitely stopped.
Yeah. So I did that. And then we got Common Core. And I said, fuck this shit.
I'm out.
I'm out. And I had enough years in. So I said, screw this. And in the meantime, I had... while I was being, I was a principal, I started taking doctoral courses because I wanted something different. I have my superintendent's license, but I never intended on using that because who needs that kind of bullshit every day? So I got a job teaching classes, and there's kind of a thing that you have to watch out for because I took my Pennsylvania retirement, so I get that money from the state. You can't double dip, so you have to watch out what you're doing in terms of college teaching. The colleges are tied into that system, but you can do anything out of state, and you can do anything you want in a private school, not public colleges. So I actually found a job teaching at St. Thomas University. And what's cool about it is it's based in Florida, so I can get my salary there and still double dip into the retirement here in Pennsylvania. And I do all online, so I don't have to go to a brick and mortar college to teach a class. I can be standing in frickin' line in an amusement park waiting for a ride, correcting papers on my phone.
So what you're saying is you're really good at playing the system.
Oh, yeah, man. I can teach some things. Oh, yeah. Dan and I were at Disneyland like maybe a summer ago or whatever, and we're waiting for Pirates of the Caribbean, and I'm like correcting papers on my phone, grading stuff. It's the best.
So one of the questions we like to ask people is, how did you guys get into the hobby?
That's a long history. My dad was something of a thrill seeker. He was a pilot. After he got done piloting the big jets, you know, when his family came along, he stuck to doing pretty much smaller airplanes. And he did something called, you guys know what gliders are, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to get up in the air somehow. They're unpowered. So there's a tow plane that's attached to the glider with a rope. And he would tow the gliders up with a steerman. And that's the kind of plane that Snoopy flies with the two wings, you know, the biplanes and the open cockpit.
Ma'am, I'll have you know that is a doghouse. They do not fly.
Well, you know, the sop with camel kind of thing. Come on, picture that freaking cartoon, damn it.
Slater, you've been to too many Cedar Fair parks.
Yeah, right. Get out of Camp Poopy.
Camp Poopy.
Yeah. Come on. All right, so... He would fly those airplanes to tow the gliders, and he would take us for rides in these airplanes. And, you know, you'd wear the helmet with the goggles and all that kind of stuff. That's for real. And when he would release the glider, he would do all kinds of flips and shit with his airplane. So, you know, the G-force is pulling your face down. We called that a bulldog and whatnot. So, but he was a coaster enthusiast too. And I can remember some of my earliest memories were at Dorney when Hercules was still up, when it was good and it wasn't hurt your knees. He would ride that and then immediately get off and go, oh, that was fun, let's ride that again. So back in the line we went. And then when Steel Force came, it was like his pride and joy. So, you know, same thing, ride that, oh, that was fun, ride it again. I remember one trip we took down to Virginia, and we were at Busch Gardens and Loch Ness Monster. Same kind of thing, like 14 times in a row we'd go. But he really was the person who started the whole coaster thing for our entire family. Now, my sisters don't ride. It's just kind of me and Danny and his sister for the most part.
What the fuck is wrong with your sisters?
Well, they used to ride. They loved them. But now they get vertigo. The youngest sister, she'll ride them if they're not like too discombobulated. She was fine. We were down in Texas. They lived there for a while. And we went to the Texas parks. Like, she was fine until she got on Poltergeist. And then she was all messed up for the rest of the day. It messed with their inner ear or whatever, vertigo. And the other sister, same thing. She gets vertigo. So they don't ride too often. My brothers-in-law ride. And my husband will ride if it's not like a neck jar, because he's got 3 herniated discs in his neck, so he won't ride.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, well, that's a good excuse, I guess.
They're all fucked up, except for me.
So, I mean, would you consider yourself a wood or a steel gal?
Probably steel.
Yes!
Oh, my God!
Yes, Slater! Yes! That's right!
I like wood on occasion.
Yes! Yes! Thank you. We've got something going on. I'm not a big fan of the wood coasters, the coasters that'll give you shaking baby syndrome. And so every time we have somebody on, we ask them, and you are our first guest that has not said wooden coasters. Thank you so much.
Back the train up a little bit here, Goliath. You said wood coasters give you the what?
Shaking baby syndrome. That's what I like to call it.
Yes. Yeah. I never heard that before. Yeah, but yeah.
Sounds more like shaking pussy syndrome to me, because come on, what is the best?
Mm-mm. No, I like visiting my chiropractor once a week. Not like every fucking day. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, well, moving on before I get angry. No, I'm kidding.
So before Slater gets angry that you didn't choose wood, which, you know, congratulations. What's your favorite coaster that you've been on? What's your favorite that you'd ride every day if it was in your backyard?
Oh, no question. SeaWorld Orlando Manta.
See, now that's crazy. I am absolutely shocked by that. That's not one that people talk about. I think that's why it's just you don't hear people talk about it.
It's not my number one. Like, if you would have asked my number one coaster on my list, you know, my rankings, it's not my number one steel, but it is my favorite, because that's what you asked.
That's true.
Like, all right. That I do understand. I can understand that, because my favorite roller coaster is Thunderation at Silver Dollar City, but it's sentimental.
I love that coaster. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's more sentimental than the actual ride. But my number one ride, it's completely different.
Oh, yeah. First of all, it was my 100th coaster, so there's a little sentimental, you know, it was a big first, the big number that I met, you know, trying to catch up with Dan. And there's something about the flyers. Well, I just mentioned my dad was a pilot, so when I rode that, I thought to myself, my dad would really love this because it puts you, like, in a flying position, and he would just get a kick out of that. So there is sort of a sentimental value to that, too, but shit, that pretzel loop, oh, man, I love that thing. Yeah, oh, it takes your breath away, right? I mean, my Dan's sister won't ride in the back because it squishes you down so much that you can't breathe. I freaking love that shit. I mean, same thing with, like, I-305. People don't like the gray out. I live for that shit. I mean, that's like the freaking awesome. It's like getting high.
Exactly. I'm excited. I've literally driven by Kings Dominion twice. I have yet to go, but I will actually get to go ride I-305.
Oh my God, Nathan, what's wrong with you?
Well, every time I've been like going from Busch Gardens or something else and they've been closed, or I wasn't actually there for parks. I was there for weddings, funerals, stuff like that. So I am excited. I'm actually specifically going to that park this fall and I'm going to finally ride that ride. I cannot wait.
Yeah, man.
So,
I had no idea you're an I-305 virgin.
There's not many things I'm a virgin with in this world, but that's one.
Wow. You'll love it.
I hope so.
You got new restraints, I think, right? Didn't it? Just a few. Maybe I'm thinking of something different, but it doesn't hurt at all.
A lot of people have a problem with those hard collar Intamin restraints. I never had an issue with those on the other rides I've rode. So obviously you're fairly well traveled. You've been to a lot of parks. I'd say, well, what's your coaster count at now?
I'm near 400. Like I'll definitely hit 450, I think, this summer because we're going to England. So 398 or something.
Wow. Wow. So tying into that, then my question would be, do you have like a dream park? Like there's a park that you look at and think, oh my God, I've got to go there. I want to go there. I mean, is that something you're actually maybe hitting on this next trip?
Well, the UK has some good stuff, but I really want to go to like the German parks.
Oh yeah.
Like Europa. I have to go there. We'll get there eventually, but definitely make a Germany run. Maybe Ace will offer a trip. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what's in Europe. I mean, I know the rides that are there, the coasters. But I want to experience. Like, there's other things other than coasters in parks that make you enjoy them.
Absolutely.
So I want the whole experience. That's why I love Busch Gardens parks, you know. That's why I love, like, Silver Dollar City and Dollywood, because they offer other stuff other than just the great rides that they have. But, and sometimes if, you know, you guys are marathoning something, Dan marathons, like, I'll sit and just enjoy the people watching and sort of sit there and make fun of them.
Wow.
You've been to quite a few parks. Can you tell us about like your worst experience? What's the worst experience you've had at a theme park?
Oh boy, my worst experience. Well, I can tell you the park I hate the most.
Dorney Park.
I don't hate Dorney Park. Dorney Park just needs some love. Actually, Great Adventure.
And longer seatbelts.
Yeah, yeah. I would have to say my worst park experience is any time we go to Six Flags Great Adventure. There has never been a time that we've gone to that park without some sort of freaking issue. Either it's filthy dirty or, well, first of all, you drive into the parking lot and like freaking pave the thing. I mean, you charge people $25, pave it. It looks like hell. Or they mess up our gold passes or something, but it's never a good experience there other than getting on the actual rides when they work.
Or when they don't close too early.
Oh, yeah, you were there on that trip.
Yes.
Holy shit, yes, we spent the last hour bitching at the lady at the park closing. Like, it was Beardman and Dan, and, well, you walked in kind of after that. And I'm standing there going, oh, Dan, don't bitch her out too bad because I'm going to have to answer to you, to my sister when you get arrested. You know, God. Shit, they closed that ride. I think there was ERT or something on Nitro, and they circled back to go on Nitro for the ERT, and then they closed it.
We had flash passes. We actually spent money on flash passes for that day. That was the first time and only time I'd been to Great Adventure, and so we're like, we're gonna get flash passes. So we bought flash passes. We went and rode Superman. That was my first time riding a flying coaster because I've been working on my weight loss. So it was the first time I was ever able to fit. But as soon as we got off, they made a reservation for Nitro. And they ran completely across the park from Superman to Nitro to get on it. Their flash pass says, hey, you can get on it. And they get to go to get in line and the ride's closed.
Yeah.
Even though the flash pass says, hey, the ride's open. The ride's closed, and they wouldn't let him ride.
Yeah, and I didn't run because I'm not running. Forget it. They ran.
Right,
I'm like,
exactly.
Screw this. I'll meet you at the front. So then you can tell, like, they're pissed off because steam's coming out their ears. And if Dan's pissed off, so you got to let him work it out. he goes to the customer service lady, and he talks to one woman who says she doesn't know anything about it. So he's like, I want to talk to your manager. I'm like, don't swear at her. Just don't swear at her. Don't be using that one. You know, so he was polite. I was like, good. And then Adam Beard came up and he was along with him. I'm like, oh my God, don't get arrested because I'm going to have to bail you out. God, they finally got some important person there, but I don't know. They didn't get satisfaction because Dan wanted to ride.
Hi, welcome to Binnigan's. How many is it going to be today?
Oh, gee, it's just me, dear. I'm actually meeting someone here. Oh, and, you know, I think I see her back there. Oh, thank you, though.
Oh, okay.
Well, holy shit. Look what the cat dragged in. Oh, hello, Paula. I hope you weren't waiting too long. Well, I'm surprised you showed. It's been, what, 6 years? Oh, I'm sure. But by the looks of things, maybe not quite long enough, my goodness. Mrs. fucking Schultz always were a fake bitch. What do you want, Paula? Oh, now why do you assume I need something? Am I not allowed to just want to see my baby sister? Oh, gee, now, you know as well as me that's just never the case. I didn't come all the way to Kentucky to play games, don't you know? So which is it? Do you need money? Are you in trouble? Oh, well, I guess you know me. I guess I might be in a little trouble. Well, oh, gee, did you forget to pay your pimp? Never thought I'd ever hear your prissy ass say pimp. Oh, I'll say a lot of things when my sweet little angels aren't around. So which is it? Well, I've been working at Kentucky Kingdom lately. Lots of overtime. And I gotta keep my kids and grandkids fed, you know. Oh, my stars, like a real job at Kentucky Kingdom? Oh, well, that's just wonderful. Not quite. You might say I work just outside the park gates. Oh, gee willikers. So that means that you're still working theme park nerd dick for money? Yeah, it's what I fucking do best. Oh, Paula. Oh, don't act surprised. I wasn't lucky like you. I didn't have a knight in a shining cardigan come sweep me off my feet and take me away to the magical fairy tale land that's the lakes of Minnesota. Oh, well, maybe nice boys like Gary don't like washed up pieces of trash, don't you know? Let's not have this fight again. Do you mind if I smoke? Well, you know, I would rather that you don't. Anyway, I've been working a lot of long hours, but Randy Ray lost his job, and the insurance with my work is, well, how would you say, shit? I had a rough night the other day with this client. He calls himself Blue Hawk. Anyway, long story short, my TMJ is getting worse, and the doc says I need surgery or else I won't be able to work anymore. Well, oh my stars. I guess you do need money. Well, I don't agree with the way you're living your life, but, you know, I'll write you a check. Again. But same rules apply. Don't contact Gary, and don't you ever contact my little Thunder Chunks. You see, they don't know you exist, and I sure plan to keep it that way, don't you know? Yeah, yeah. Of course. I pray to the good Lord that that's enough. Yeah, that'll do. You know, you came all this way out here. You might as well go to Kentucky Kingdom. I got some cheap tickets I could sell you. Family discount. Oh, gee. Oh, maybe you should stick with sucking dick, Paula. Ain't nobody ever gonna buy a scalp ticket for that sad excuse of a park, don't you know? Okay, I'll see you in another 6 years, bitch.
Have you been seeing lately that more and more parks are doing all season Fastlane options.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, even Silver Dollar City's doing it, and theirs is crazy cheap. It's $150 for the whole year. Fastlane.
Really?
Are they gonna limit the number they sell, though? That's a problem.
Right. That was what I was wondering. But my thing is, I thought about these things, and I just don't think I would buy one because I don't go to the park by myself a lot. And a lot of times I'm going to go to the park with people who aren't going to be buying a Fastlane.
Right.
So I'm not going to be like, fuck you guys, you wait in line, I'm going to ride four times until you get up here. I can't.
Right, and it doesn't make any sense if they're like park specific, because if you're a season pass holder and you can go all the time, then you're not going to wait in line to ride. You're going to say, well, screw that, I'll go on that ride the next time I'm here.
Exactly.
And the good parks, I mean, I'm not saying that Silver Dollar City is not a good park or whatever, but like, let's say in the Cedar Fair chain, I noticed that they are selling them too, but they're leaving Kings Island and Cedar Point off. Like, so you can't, there is no such thing as like the all year long Fastlane, I think. So what's the point?
Who even needs a Fastlane at some of these parks? I mean,
right.
Why are you going to pay the extra money to do Fastlane at Dorney? I had Fastlane at Dorney, and I never needed it. It was included with the event we were doing. They were like, right. Yeah, here you go. Here's Fastlane. And
yeah,
I never used it.
You need Fastlane at Dorney during Haunt, like a weekend that they have Haunt, because it gets really crowded. And in the summertime, in the evening when the water park closes and all those people spill over into the, you know, so if you're there after, like, when's the water park close? Like 7 o'clock or something? Like after that point, they all spill into the physical park. Then you do, but, and I don't know, do they sell fast lanes for the water park? I hate water parks, so I don't go.
Yeah, I don't think they do. I don't think the fast lanes include the water park. But I don't know. It just doesn't make sense. You know, I do have a question that I want to ask you. Me and Goliath, we are working on a book. Now, nothing too fancy. It's called The Coaster Sutra. So what our question is if you could choose one ride to have a sexual encounter on, oh with or God. Without your husband, it doesn't which would it be and why? And do please describe in detail how you would accomplish this.
Good freaking Lord.
You know, it's your fault for coming on our show. No
okay,
question.
So I was thinking about this. I could say, I hate this ride really unless you ride in the back, but Hydra at Dorney. It's, well, because it's a multi-headed serpent, if you get my drift.
Oh, my.
Woo!
Ooh.
I don't know whether I would be sitting or the one strapped in on top. I haven't thought about that. Maybe one ride with in the chair and one ride strapped in on top? I don't know.
That JoJo roll, though.
Oh, that's...
yeah.
That JoJo roll.
Yeah,
oh, God.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're hanging there, right? Can you imagine? It's like those swings that you can put up in your living room.
Mine are all in my basement.
Oh, okay. Well, you know. Yeah.
You know.
I have nothing to hide.
I'm not hiding anything. The neighbors insisted. We have a lot of windows.
You gotta move. My neighbors are cool with it. Oh. They hear the howls all night. See, they just think it's feral cats. That's all.
Well, this is perfect. Then I think I already know the answer to my next question is, what are you most ashamed of?
What am I most ashamed? I don't have any shame. No shame. No shame. You won't see me being followed by a bunch of people naked on the street going, shame, ding-a-ling-a-ling, shame, ding-a-ling-a-ling.
You know, Goliath, I think she might be related to us somehow.
I think she must be. Well, she's my aunt. I mean, she's Aunt Sue,
oh, yeah,
so, you know,
yeah.
She's
America's
our aunt,
aunt.
So
yeah. Yeah.
She's America's aunt, America's theme park aunt. Or America,
that's it.
You know.
That's me. Yeah, I don't think I have any shame. I don't know.
We've talked about your favorite ride. What's your least favorite ride? What ride would you let you got off? You're like, there's no fucking way I'm riding that again. And why is it a wooden coaster? I mean, I'm just kidding. What is your least favorite coaster?
I have a crap load of least favorite coasters. Like, if you look on my rankings, like the crap at the bottom of the list, like Predator at, you know, in New York, and that sucks. And there's like a bunch of Canada's Wonderland. I don't even remember the names of these things. They were so awful. like the wooden coaster up there, it was stupid. I don't have a particular hate for them. It's just that they sucked, and it's as simple as that. I probably wouldn't ride them again because I have the credit, but I don't hate them just because they suck. My hatred is Raptor. Raptor, Cedar Point.
Oh my goodness.
Sorry,
those
people.
Are fighting words.
It
those
sucks.
Are fighting words.
Yeah, you can blow me, Raptor. And anyone who likes Raptor, Andy Rabarchek, can blow me. Yeah. It's that whole Manta versus Raptors thing. Raptor sucks. Sorry, the headbangs. It's green. It's got big poop on it. If the birds are shitting on it, then it's pretty bad.
Well, to be fair, the birds are shitting on all of Cedar Point. I mean...
Yeah, but they take a particular liking to that green monstrosity. I mean, look, teachers are just dying to get in there.
Oh!
That too soon? Sorry. That was a teacher.
Please do not apologize. That is the best.
That's amazing. This is great.
He was a reading teacher. You can read fucking signs, right?
Well, who's our head of education now in this country?
Oh, please, don't even get me started.
I'm not supposed to talk about politics, but...
We're not talking politics, you guys.
But that's my I hate that ride. I really do.
If you could force anyone in the coaster community to ride a ride for all of eternity, which ride is it and why?
Well, Andy Rabarchek, welcome to Manta for your personal hell.
But you love that ride.
I love that ride. He hates that ride. And so I want to put that whole CoasterNet Uncut bullshit to rest. Manta versus Raptor. Manta wins. Andy, you lose. Manta.
I am surprised. Now, we here take no position on the creator of certain websites, but... we know that you have some opinions on people who own and run certain websites. So I'm actually surprised that's not the person that you're choosing.
He's been sort of off my radar for a while, I don't know. And then there's the dude in Texas.
What dude in Texas?
TTS. Yeah, like that Texas thrill seeker.
Okay, yeah. Texas.
You know what we're talking about?
Yeah, because you're kind of a known troll online. I mean...
She's our type of people.
Yeah, I'm blocked from the first guy, so I can't post any troll stuff there. And I actually blocked the other dude because what he was doing was he was going on Facebook pages and looking to see who other people were having interactions with. So there's another person in the coaster community who was actually trolling on that website or like even basically adding good content. And this guy was looking on their friend list and then bad mouthing anybody who was in their friend list. So I finally blocked him because he was getting kind of crazy with the whole stalking thing, like the online stalking thing. But I'm a troll. I admit it. I'm not ashamed. I troll SeaWorld haters, and I'm a big political troller, but I troll PETA because, you know, they're assholes.
What's your relationship with PETA? You know, tell us more about your ongoing experience with PETA.
Well, I think PETA actually was something originally, I guess, supported because it's all about animals and... or so they say, they're all about animals. Well, that was back in my naive days. And then the whole SeaWorld Blackfish thing came up. And so that debate began. And PETA got involved in all of that. And I like SeaWorld. I'm sorry. You know, I'll admit it. I love the parks. I love the animals. I think they do a good job. And screw you all, PETA. PETA, they're a bunch of freaking hypocrites. You know, can I talk bad about people?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Okay, so they're the head of
Real quick. All views and opinions expressed here do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of us here at Ride This One Podcast. Continue!
Okay, so they're head of PETA, the president or whatever. She's bragging online and in articles about how she enjoyed killing dogs back in the day. I mean, like, that's an evil person, sorry.
Wait, what?
Oh, wait, yeah, what? Yeah. Ingrid, her name is Ingrid Newkirk. And she got her career in dog killing back in the day when she needed something to volunteer for. So she volunteered for this shelter, and she was tasked with killing the dogs that were injured or whatever. And she said she enjoyed it. Like, she would come in and kill a passel of puppies and not even think twice about it. I mean, how evil do you have to be?
Wow.
And I don't know if you guys ever have looked into the evidence that like their financials and their records in terms of how many pets they actually put down. Like, they have a 95% or something like that, a ridiculous kill rate on surrendered animals. So people bring their pets in. Now, they'll tell you that it's the shelter of last resort. So these people bring their pets in when there's no other option for them. So they put the pet down. But in my view, I think that's the lazy man's way of dealing with, like, you know, animals that need help. You find somebody, you find a shelter that will take them. If you're not a shelter that's going to find a home for the animals, then find somebody who's going to do that. There's plenty of no-kill shelters out there. So there's, like, this whole, besides the whole SeaWorld debate, there's this whole, like, anti-PETA, PETA kind of no-kill versus kill shelter debate out there. And I'm sort of involved in that. Our shelter here is a no-kill shelter in my hometown. It's a no-kill shelter. I mean, they have a whole thing about feral cats, too, and how you should kill them and rather than trap, spay, and neuter, release. It's, like, more complicated than that, but, yeah. So I hate PETA people. I hate people that give money to PETA, and they're a bunch of bullshit artists is what they are. I mean, the second-in-command there, I don't even know her name, but they were bitching about animal testing for medications, but she's on insulin. Well, that's an animal product, you fucking moron.
That's
true. So for you to stay alive, you're injecting yourself with animal products or products that have been tested on animals, but you preach that you don't like animal testing. How hypocritical are you?
Well, you know, it's cool until it applies to them.
Oh, exactly. I could put in a political thing there, right there, but I'm not going to.
So you heard it first here, guys. Aunt Sue, 2020, she's running for president. I'd vote for you.
Thank you.
So, okay, so I feel like we could talk about PETA for a really long time.
You could.
Yeah. But there's apparently some interesting news I'm not super familiar with going on, I guess, with Elon Musk building a roller coaster. Goliath, now you have the information on that.
Yeah, I was reading an article this week, and Elon Musk is in their new Fremont campus is building what he's calling a Tesla electric pod car roller coaster. It says that there's also a loop in there's the option of looping on this electric pod car roller coaster. And it will allow a fast and fun travel throughout their Fremont campus.
Huh.
It dips in and out of the factory and connects all the parking lots. So instead of Disney building a fucking gondola that they're going to be spying on people and doing upskirt shots, according to our Dippin' Dots guy, or sorry, not Dippin' Dots guy, according to our Dole Whip guy, no, they're building a roller coaster to get you into the job. I want to go work there.
Sound like a roller coaster, though, if it's electric.
What that? Oh, very
it sounds
good.
Like,
oh.
It sounds like one of those Camp Poopy things that look like a roller coaster, and they kind of, you know what I'm talking about? The Camp Poopy things? You know?
Yeah. Those,
yeah.
But
sounds
that's
like
okay.
That,
that's
though.
Okay. You know, that's okay. We know Slater would count it as a credit.
All right. I'm not that bad. Okay. I'm not that bad. But you know who
you
would count,
count mountain coasters. You
okay,
count mountain coasters.
I count mountain coasters.
Yeah, one for one.
You don't count mountain coasters? I do.
Yeah. Thank you. But you know who would count them? You know who would count it is Six Flags, because if they're going to count a Larson Looper, I think they're going to count a power-driven coaster, so to speak.
Well, that's true, but that's not all that fucking Six Flags fucking is doing.
Okay.
Prepare for a Goliath rant.
I understand. Now, be careful, Goliath. Please don't have, don't pop an eyeball or anything. I understand you're angry.
Yes. I found out, and I was texting with Slater about the news from my local park. I am so upset. Who looks at a perfectly good, in fact, probably one of the most forceful drop towers, and says, you know what? That needs VR. No, don't look at the city of Atlanta. The city of Atlanta is ugly. You don't need to see the city of Atlanta. You need to see virtual reality. I love that ride. That's my favorite ride. But no, Six fucking Flags over Georgia. I love them. But they're putting V fucking R on acrophobia. Now, Slater, you're like, oh, it'll be okay. It's custom for it.
Hold up. I did not say it would be okay. I said, at least in this steaming pile of shit that they're doing that is VR, that they're at least giving you something that's custom. At least.
I don't fucking care.
Hey, you should be excited, just like all of my blowjobs are custom and specialty designed for each individual. Six Flags is going to give you a nice toothy blowjob, basically.
Yeah, one of the coolest things about that ride was when you got up to the top, they would troll your ass. And I love that. They would sit there and they would play music. They would sing Pop Goes the Weasel and then drop you mid-song. That was what made that ride acrophobia. And I'm afraid. Now, I'm working next week, so I won't be able to be to the parks. But the following week, I will go and ride acrophobia with VR, just to say I did, to tell you how much it sucks, but I don't want to lose the amazingness that is acrophobia. Plus, I don't want to wait in the fucking Georgia fucking heat to ride on my drop tower.
So, I mean, VR is really popular now. Now, I
don't know why.
I fucking hate it. I am not a fan.
Me too.
And I agree that VR is amazing in the right places. It's perfect for, I think, video games. The future of video games is great. I even see it being used in a dark ride fashion or for haunt and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
But
that's fine.
On a roller coaster?
But why on a drop tower? Roller coaster. You know, put it on a shit coaster and then it might make the shit coaster okay. You know, It's not gonna make Blue Hawk not bang you around. It's not gonna improve the transitions, but at least I'll have something pretty to look at. But when you put it on a drop tower,
yeah. Well, but my question is, how fucking bored have we got that we're not entertained on a fucking roller coaster anymore? What's wrong with us?
Yeah, we had the VR experience at Six Flags America on Ride of Steel, but that's a good coaster. I don't know why they ruined it. We stood in line forever, and then half the time the little VR unit on your face didn't work. It sucked. I didn't enjoy it. I did it once just to say I did it, but I can't even imagine on a drop tower, like the time they spend getting those things on your face, getting them working or whatever. By that time, I mean, you could be up and out of the ride four times.
Exactly.
It's stupid. And the ride up the tower, that doesn't take more than, what, 30 seconds or something? Like, what are they showing you in the VR that lasts that long?
Spiders.
It's stupid. Yeah,
they're showing spiders.
That's my second favorite drop tower. I love that tower.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I love that tower. So much better than Zumanboro up there.
Yeah, Zumanjaro. Yeah, it's just high. That's all. Yeah.
So I have to ask, what is your favorite one then?
Oh, my favorite one? Falcon's Fury.
Oh, I want to go ride that.
Yeah.
So bad.
You're going face down, man. It's awesome. Yeah, I like drop towers because they're like jumping out of an airplane, which I've done too, but...
Yeah, you won't get my ass to do that. Nope.
Oh, yeah. I've done that a couple of times. It's great.
I hate flying as it is. I get, yes, I'm weird about it. I will do it. I will fly. I'm not like one of those who won't. But I get nervous. I enjoy my drives. I'll do an 18-hour drive straight. I have no problem with it. No.
Nah. Nope. I'm flying.
Since you like to drive 18 hours picking up crazy people on the way, we also know that you have a new high-quality chair to record from. Something that would make Coaster fucking Radio, with the world's first theme park podcast, jealous. Tell us about that.
You know, I do. The other day, I was at work, and I got a text from my sister. I guess her and my mother had decided to come up to where I live. We were about a half an hour from each other. And they were antiquing at our local antique store. And my sister sends me this picture of a B&M test seat, like full restraint and all. And I don't realize where they're at. I'm thinking, where are you all at? What park? Why are you showing this? Because my sister will just send me pictures of like roller coaster related things randomly to test my knowledge. She'll be like, what's this from? Because they make fun of me. And so that's what I thought it was. And I told her immediately, I'm like, oh, I said, most likely that's from Griffin at Busch Gardens, Williamsburg. And she's like, oh, cool. Well, it's at the antique shop. And I'm like, what? Yeah, they had it there for sale for $125. So I was just like, if you do not buy that for me right now, I said, I will give you the money. I said, but if you do not buy that for me right now, I said, we are no longer family. And for some reason, she was surprised that I would want it.
Oh, come on.
Right. I mean, it's in perfect shape. It's beautiful. We'll put pictures so people can see it. It's in my bedroom right now.
It looks really cool. He's going to have to add an extra extension for the seat belt so that he can fit on it, but that's okay.
Okay. First of all, bitch, I just, during the winter, I get just a little bit too fat for the standard B&M seat, but I'm already doing my diet. I'm already almost back into the standard B&M seat like I always do. My weight ebbs and flows. It's very free form, but it's great because now I have an official tester seat at home to make sure I'm good.
I need one of those. Can I get one of those?
I mean, if please? I find one. One thing I don't know if people realize, those bitches are heavy. That thing was like 300 pounds to haul that into my fucking house.
Wow.
Oh my god, I was shocked. But it's so cool. I was there geeking out. My boyfriend is there. It's like, oh my god, who the fuck am I dating? He's like, you want to put that in our bedroom? Why is this in our bedroom? And I'm going to put it in my office, but...
So you can practice for Coaster Sutra. Duh.
And yes, that's what's exciting. So I figure for all B&M rides, we will demonstrate these through actual photos using
nice.
Because we have a fucking seat. And I love that Coaster fucking Radio, since almost season one, has been making the joke that they want to have coaster seats that they can produce their podcast from. And I'm sitting here like... All right, bitches, I'm on episode 5 and I already got mine. Step up.
Is yours tiki themed? Because if it's not, it's not going in Mike's house. He needs to find a tiki themed roller coaster.
Oh my gosh. No, yeah, he does. That's what we should start raising money is to build a tiki themed roller coaster / bar in the back of your house, Goliath. Let's fuck Coaster Radio over even more.
Yes. I'm putting a tiki bar and roller coaster in the back of my house.
No. We joke. We love Coaster Radio.
What would the name be? What would you name a tiki themed roller coaster?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Isn't there like a tiki themed roller coaster at what the hell is the park that we went to that we rode Cannibal?
Lagoon.
Yeah. Isn't there? Yeah. Isn't there like a tiki coaster there or something, like in the kiddie section? I'm pretty sure they had... Oh, it's Bombora I was thinking of. I thought that was a really good coaster.
So it's tiki-themed Bombora?
Yeah, it's tiki-themed, I think. Yeah, it's got like
It's got a soundtrack and everything. It's got like speakers and stuff. That's cool.
Yeah, and it's got fish and water.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's got some palm tree type things in the middle of it.
Huh. That's interesting.
I don't know what Bombora means, but...
They may not know what Bombora means.
Yeah.
Bombora. They just had to license something that wasn't taken.
Speaking of rides with ridiculous names and parks that won't necessarily open, or maybe it will, we found out today that there is a new theme park coming to Saxapaha, North Carolina.
Saxapaha.
That's a great name.
That's a great. Yeah, it's this place called... Rolly Gig Woods.
Whirly Gig Woods, a 21-acre theme park in Saxapaha. It's going to include thrilling rides, a haunted land, and a treehouse resort.
Uncle Kevin, stop it now. You have done enough things. You do not need to build your own theme park, too.
No, Slater. This is not Uncle Kevin. This is actually a guy named Bob Baranek, who has worked on projects around the world, such as every Disney park, and he's also worked on Busch Gardens.
Really?
Yes, he's worked on every Disney park. So does that mean he was like a trash guy and he worked at... was he one of the guys that was going around and like painting Mickey and he got heat stroke at Disney World and he's like, I'm gonna come up with a new theme park called Whirly Gig Woods.
I love this name. This has gotta happen. If this and we will I just gotta get my Whirly Gig on. That's just too good.
They plan on breaking ground in 2018 with the first phase of Whirly Gig Woods opening in 2019. So here's the bet. Which opens first? Skyplex or this?
Oh my God.
Skyplex, this, Star Wars Land, 2019 shaping up to be a disappointing year as none will open. But you know, if it does open, there's no way that we aren't going to be there opening day with Kevin and Tim, the lovely Wilson brothers. And we will give you a detailed, in-depth review of Whirly Gig Woods. I cannot say that with a straight face. I cannot say that normal. All right, Aunt Sue, we got to hear you say Whirly Gig Woods. You haven't said it yet.
Whirly Gig Woods. I don't even know what a whirly gig is. What the hell is a whirly gig?
Well, I was pretty sure it was something we referred to in our coaster sutra, but now I'm thinking we got to change that. Oh my God, whirly gig.
I think a whirly gig is the thing that spins around on Clint's beanie.
That is amazing. Could you imagine walking in a park completely themed after Clint Novak? I mean, there's beanies, everything. There's this like statue of him right there in the front, like hand across his chest, looking all noble with a beanie.
You just got to make sure you're there when he's there, because it's only open like one day a week, one day a year.
Well, no, the best thing is you get on the Clint Novak dark ride, and it's Drew and Legend, Drew and Legend, Drew and Legend, and then he shows up for a second at the end. I want this to be a Clint Novak theme park now. So, Bob, or whatever your name is, who's creating this, you can still call it Whirly Gig Woods, but please do theme this. We need this.
We need that Clint the Dick Novak dark ride. Because who doesn't want to listen to Drew and Legend drown on for 3+ hours about shit that I don't care about? I love haunts like everyone. I love experiencing haunts, but I don't want to hear about horror nights for 4 hours.
for 4 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks, 8 weeks. Oh God, it just goes on forever.
You will not do. You will not experience that on Ride This One podcast. I can guarantee you.
So, let's jump back. We've been talking a minute, but I had to ask you, Aunt Sue. Do you have any questions for us?
Can I hold your phone?
Probably.
I have a theme park phone now. So yes, you can hold my theme park phone.
Nice. Oh, that's it. You have a theme, like one different from your regular phone.
Yes. I'm going to be putting my SIM card from my phone into another phone to take to theme parks in case something
happens.
That's
a great idea.
Isn't it though?
Oh my gosh, this all makes sense to me now. With everything that happened with the phone, now Dan, the t-shirt guy, makes sense. Your sister let you hold him as a baby.
Yes. That is it. And I dropped him.
Do you have any of your own kids?
No.
No? Okay, so you were the smart one.
Oh, yeah. Because we were just having this conversation. I'm the oldest of three sisters, and Danny Miller's mother is my second sister. So it's me and then Danny Miller's mother, Dan the t-shirt guy, and then my third sister, she's the youngest. And we were just having this conversation the other day because my youngest sister's firstborn is going to college this year, whereas Danny Miller and his sister are in college or just came through college. You know, Dan just graduated a little while ago. But they were bitching about $65,000 a year tuition. I'm like, dude, I'm going to use that to, like, retire early. $65,000 a year? That's outrageous.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, that was my birth control.
Poor Dan. Now, Dan's a lovely person, and until
he's awesome.
That is, though, you do definitely not want to be on Dan's bad side at a theme park.
Definitely not.
That poor guy at Steel Force.
What happened at Steel Force? I don't know this story.
Oh my goodness.
Day after the whole camping slash.
Yes, this is the day after Dorney.
I didn't go to that because, like, Dorney, you know, whatever Dorney, and I bowl on Sundays, so I chose not to go. I missed you guys though.
Well, we definitely missed you too.
But I don't know the Steel Force story.
Well, you know what? You will get to hear it, but we're gonna have Dan tell that.
Okay,
when he
good.
Comes on. So right. You'll get to hear it, but we're going to leave you in suspense for now. But thank you so much, Aunt Sue. You have been an absolute delight.
It's been amazing. And here, you can hold my phone.
All right.
Here's my phone. Hold it for me.
Oops.
You cannot hold my phone, ever.
Damn.
I'll let you sit in my coaster chair.
Oh, good.
Watch out for the wet spots.
Oh my, yeah, well, I bring Lysol wipes wherever I go.
Well, that's good. But, you know, before we go, I do want to make a quick mention about good friends of ours. That would be Tim and Brian, who have a podcast. And I promise you, we are not doing this because they're twisting our arms or anything. I'm being blackmailed.
No.
I'm absolutely not being blackmailed. Oh my God, they better give me my shit back.
Do they have your phone? Did you let them have your phone?
No, I let them have my virginity. But
me too. No.
But we're going to play you their commercial here. So without further ado, introducing Civil Gore.
Whose idea was it for us to take this shortcut again? I mean, where the hell are we?
Trust me, this is the quickest way through the cemetery. As long as we keep the abandoned insane asylum to our left, we'll know we're going the right way.
Insane asylum? Are you fucking...
Shh! What was that?
Oh my God, I fucking knew it. I knew it, Goliath. We're gonna fucking die out here.
Relax. I think that's... Yeah, see Slater? It's just the unfunny Wilson brother.
What you boys doing out here all alone?
Oh, don't mind us. Just passing through.
Oh, that's a shame. We was hoping you boys would stay and keep us company for a while. Ain't that right, Brian?
Yeah. A damn shame.
Oh, it's Brian. Thank God. Step into the light. You've got to get us out of here. Tim's all acting weird.
Slater? Why is Brian wearing a hockey mask on top of his head and carrying a machete?
Better shut that purty mouth there, big boy, if you don't want it stuffed. You too, fancy britches. Now then, we might let you boys go if you do us a little favor.
We got this show called the Civil Gore Podcast, see? We run down the week's horror releases, then have a deep discussion of a random horror movie. And we want you two dickwads to promote it on your show.
We even offer a trivia question and a beer pairing for every film. It's a unique North versus South take on your favorite horror movies.
We're a fucking theme park podcast. Our fans don't want to listen to your creepy horror movie bullshit.
Oh, your fans listen to a lot of fucked up shit. Obviously. I think it's a perfect fit. So you gonna tell them to download the Civil Gore podcast from iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play?
Be strong, Slater. Ride This One would never engage in shameless promotion of our friends' vanity projects. We would rather die.
Oh, don't worry, friends. You can't die. In horror movies, nobody dies. Not until they've had sex first.
Oh, God.
Squeal, little people.
No.
Squeal.
No. 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 Oh. No.
Squeal.
Oh, yeah.
Squeal.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh. Well, Aunt Sue, after listening to that commercial, I bet that makes you want to go listen to Civil Gore real bad, don't it?
Yeah, I like slasher shit.
Great. Well, we are going to bid you an adios, and thank you so much, and I am sure we will have you on again in the future, and of course, we're going to see you at the parks, obviously.
Absolutely. I'll be there.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming
Absolutely.
In and stopping by.
Thank you so much for spending your morning with us.
You're welcome. Anytime, you guys.
Thanks for getting through another episode of the Ride This One podcast.
Yeah, I mean, you all are more depraved than I actually expected.
That's right. But remember, you need to show us your depravity using hashtag RTO disasters.
That's right. Tweet us your ideas for rides themed after disasters or honestly anything terrible.
And while you do that, come find us on the Facebook. Just search for Ride This One.
And of course, we are always on Twitter. I am on Twitter as RTO Slater. And Goliath, where can they find you?
I am RTO Goliath. And we also have a website, www.ridethisone.com.
And don't forget, you can call or text. And that would be at 26 Ride This or 267-433-8447. We want to hear from you.
Absolutely. One way you can help us, other than donating to my backyard roller coaster / tiki bar, is leaving us a 5-star review on iTunes.
Absolutely. It does a lot of good. And one thing we'll mention real quick, Goliath is an up-and-coming star on Live Me. Do you want to tell everybody about that, Goliath?
I've been live streaming on an app called Live.me. If you want to search for me at Coaster Fleek, we hang out, listen to some great music, talk some roller coasters, and as the parks open up, I'll actually be taking you to the parks with me. We'll go ride the new VR drop tower and see what it's really about.
About a bunch of shit. That's what it's about.
It's about waiting in line. I'll stream the entire line experience. Well, until my phone dies, at least.
Thank you so much for continuing to tune in. I'm not sure what's wrong with y'all. But peace out, motherfuckers.
Peace out, motherfuckers.
Suck it.
Ride This One podcast. If you want family friendly, go listen to Coaster Fucking Radio.
Well, that's embarrassing.